Disney's Frozen won an Oscar. Now it's going for a Tony. Theater critic Michael Bourne lets us know if it has the goods on Broadway.
Movies come from screen to stage as musicals. 8 movies into musicals are now playing on Broadway. 3 from Disney and now including Frozen. I rented the movie before going to Broadway. I don't like the computer animation. It's not real enough, or it doesn't have the charm of old-fashioned cartoons with one-by-one painted cells. Frozen mostly pulls off the animated ice effects on stage. What does not work, the trolls on screen are rolling rocks with faces and moss, cute and funny, whereas the trolls on stage look like raggedy cats, not cute, not funny. What does work is Greg Hildreth playing Olaf, the living snowman. We see him manipulating the movements and expressions of the puppet so sweetly that Olaf becomes real for us. And the life-size and very realistic puppet of Sven the reindeer is astonishing. Frozen otherwise seems a pastiche of gimmicky plots from other musicals. There's a goofy sing-along like the Warthog song in The Lion King. One difference in Frozen, there's a naked-looking chorus from a sauna. There's a climactic act-ending song for the princess who's turning everything into ice that sounds as if composed on a stencil of a similar climax of Wicked. Frozen is obviously contrived for the same audience as Wicked, and certainly the audience around me was very happy. I was very happy enjoying Patty Murin as the heroic sister. Singing, dancing, clowning, Patty Murin is wonderful in Frozen. I also rented the movie of Mean Girls. Tina Fey wrote the movie and the musical and knows how to juggle abrasive jokes with sentimental emotions. There's a funny song about how stupid social media is, and the musical is otherwise a lively spoof of high school absurdities. But really, for someone like me, with a lifelong passion for musical theater, with new productions of Carousel and My Fair Lady musical masterpieces on the same blocks, Mean Girls is at best an amusing trifle. One other musicalized movie just sold out at the Paper Mill Playhouse, The Sting, from the movie with Paul Newman as a con artist. It's mostly a vehicle for Harry Connick Jr. as the Paul Newman character. He's good-looking and he can be funny. That's the basic appeal. He's great when he's singing, especially when he's at the piano. He energetically endeavors to dance, but everyone else on stage is a better dancer so that he looks almost clumsy. The Sting needs work if it's meant for Broadway. I'm Michael Bourne.
Born of cold and winter air and mountain rain combining, this icy force, both foul and fair, has a frozen harbor mining. So cut through the heart, cold and clear, strike for love and strike for fear. See the beauty sharp and sheer, split the ice apart.